Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Psalm 9, and we're going to look at the first six verses. This is a Psalm of David. David begins, "I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will recount all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to you, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. For you have maintained my just cause. You have sat on the throne, giving righteous judgment. You have rebuked nations. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy comes to an end in everlasting ruin. Their cities you rooted out, and the very memory of them has perished." You know, Thanksgiving is neither conditional nor compartmentalized. Thanksgiving does not say, "I thank you if," or "I thank you, God, for this, but not for that." Thanksgiving does not hold out or hold back. Thanksgiving is expressed with a whole heart. We can praise God with all we have because He is always on our side. He will turn back the enemies that attack us. Through Jesus, the unavoidable enemy has been defeated. Death was destroyed at the cross and through His glorious resurrection. The final enemy has come to an everlasting ruin. Now, I don't know what you're up against today. Maybe you face an uncertain future or a challenging relationship or a health issue that is slowing you down or an illness that just seems unbeatable. I don't know how God will choose to work in your situation, but here's what I do know. Jesus has defeated death itself, our final enemy. Our present day may be shaking, but through Him, our eternity is unshakable. Father, I thank you with all my heart for the things in my life. I admit it's hard to thank you for some of the circumstances I'm going through, but I know somehow you're working everything out for my good. Thank you for the certainty that my final enemy has come to an everlasting ruin. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.